The Vatican Press Office held a briefing Saturday afternoon in which it was clarified the Sistine Chapel is still open for visitors. The head of the Holy See Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi, announced that little new information was available since the College of Cardinals will not have their first general congregation until Monday, and several cardinals are still arriving. Father Thomas Rusica is the English language spokesperson at the press office. He repeated in English the announcements that Father Lombardi made. Only one question was asked at the press conference. Father Rusica repeats the question and the answer. Here is the English portion of the press conference in full.
Thanks for being here today. We don't have a ton of information to give you, but we do have some precise things to share with you. The work in the Sistine Chapel has not yet begun for the simple reason that we wait for the first meeting of the Congregation of Cardinals, which then gives the formal authorization to allow the work to begin, as is spelled out in the Apostolic Constitution, Universi Dominici Gregis. The second thing is that the chapel is still open, so pilgrims and tourists are visiting the chapel at present. So in terms of the statistics of the cardinals that are already here, be aware that there are 75 cardinals that live permanently in Rome. Most of them are retired cardinals above the age of 80. We do have confirmation of 66 cardinals that have arrived or are in the process of arriving. They have already informed us of where they're living when they're in Rome. Some will be arriving throughout the weekend and into Monday. Of the 75 in Rome, we don't know the exact breakdown of who is elector among that group. But the majority, though, we could say, are those who are retired. In the Eucharistic prayer during this time of the interregnum and awaiting the conclave, there is no mention of the name of the Pope. And for the Romans, there is no mention of the name of the bishop because he is also the Bishop of Rome. So that is a universal rule that takes place throughout the world. No mention of the Pope during this period, and in Rome, no mention of the bishop as well. As a method of a special prayer that takes place during this time, we spoke with Cardinal Comastri this morning. And each evening in St. Peter's Basilica at the 5 o'clock Mass, just before Mass begins, we recite the Creed because this is the year of faith. And following the recitation of the Creed, there's a special prayer that we pray for the election of the new Pope in this interregnum period. In the Chapel of the Blessed Sacrament in St. Peter's Basilica, every day there is adoration of the Blessed Sacrament from 8 o'clock until 4 o'clock. And in a special way, a group of three contemplative sisters from Mexico have come to Rome during this time of waiting of the interregnum, and they are there in permanent adoration of the Blessed Sacrament from 8 o'clock until 4 o'clock each day. A book to keep in mind as we prepare for the conclave is a reflection that Pope John Paul II published in the final years of his pontificate. It does exist in English as well. It's called the Roman Triptych, a series of meditations, particularly on the wall of judgment, or the image of judgment in the Sistine Chapel. I just want to read to you one part of it that Father Lombardi wrote. It's from the epilogue written by Pope John Paul II. The Sistine painting will then speak with the word of the Lord, "Tu es Petrus," as Simon the son of Jonah heard. "To you I will give the keys of the kingdom. Those to whom the care of the legacy of the keys has been entrusted gather here, allowing themselves to be unfolded by the Sistine's colors." What's even more interesting is the preface of this book was written by Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger. And I want to read to you one line from that, which is quite evocative, especially in these days. "From the interior eyes of the Pope emerges once again the remembrance of the conclaves of August and October of 1978, because I was there also, and I know how much we were exposed to the images in the hours of the great decisions, as those who really touched us, and they interpolated this, they stopped us, and they reminded us of the greatness of the responsibility that was placed upon our soul." So this is an important book to kind of revisit as we prepare for these great moments. Okay, our friend asked, if in place of the Mass for a deceased pontiff, is there going to be a special Mass for a retired...
Intenzione di preghiera.
And a special intention during the Mass for a Pope that has resigned. And we'll leave that in the hands of the Department of Liturgy, yes. Bishop Marini.